really is breathtaking, the level of depravity, the extent to which the left will go to destroy somebody. I'm gonna go on the record at this point and say, listen, I don't know what to believe as far as all of these bizarre allegations against Judge Brett Kavanaugh, except to say that I find them highly unlikely, almost unbelievable, all of them. You know, even Dr. Ford's allegations may have some validity, but after that, everything that came afterwards, no, I don't see it. I don't buy it. I don't see how it's even possible. I mean, let's talk about the woman yesterday brought forth by Michael Avenatti, right? Let's talk about Julie Swetnick. This is how outrageous. She's the newest accuser, and she wrote an affidavit that was released by Michael Avenatti. Of course, he's the sleazy porn lawyer for Stormy Daniels, who made himself famous. He's just a sleazeball. I think that's the correct and proper and scientific term. So the newest accuser, represented by Michael Avenatti, Julie Swetnick, writes in about a 10-page affidavit that she attended at least 10 parties between 1981 and 1983. Where there were gang rapes going on, and that Brett Kavanaugh was there, and Mark Judge was there. Now, this woman graduated high school in 1980, so she's 3 years older than Brett Kavanaugh or Mark Judge. So in 1981, she would have been a 19-year-old freshman in college, give or take, and by 1983, she'd have been 20 or 21 years old, probably a junior in college, and yet she claims she was going back to these high school parties. And they were going on almost every weekend at these parties. The punch was being spiked with drugs and high-octane alcohol, incapacitating women, and gang rapes and train rapes were going on. Basically, that Brett Kavanaugh was part of a cabal of serial rapists. And yet this woman says she kept going back. Who would do that, first of all? I mean, this doesn't pass the stink test. I'm pointing all of this out to you for the pure and sheer absurdity and stupidity of it all. Who would keep going back? Oh, all these people are being gang raped. Well, you're a 20 or 21-year-old college student attending high school parties where gang rapes are routine, apparently. As an adult, she says she also watched as minors, these boys, these teenagers, lined up to rape girls that have been drugged. And that she witnessed herself, personally, Kavanaugh, standing in line waiting, quote, his turn. The rape chains were held in adjacent rooms, she claims. Really? Really? Serial rapists and chain rapes and girls incapacitated, and she just kept going until she was gang raped herself in approximately 1982. She doesn't remember exactly, approximately, because she was incapacitated. Not really sure when this happened, of course. Who would write this? Who would believe this? This is completely implausible. A woman that's 20 or 21 years old keeps going to high school parties where gang rapes are going on a pretty much every weekend basis. Doesn't report it to anybody. There's girls in rooms over here that have been drugged and incapacitated. They're being raped, and there's a chain rape, and people, you know, lining up to go have their shot and she doesn't go in to protect the girl, doesn't say anything, doesn't call the police, doesn't tell her parents, doesn't tell anyone, in fact, until just this week when she finally feels compelled tell Michael Avenatti, the creepy porn lawyer, and then come public with these allegations that, by the way, don't say that Brett Kavanaugh raped her. Don't say that Brett Kavanaugh ever touched her. Don't say that she ever saw Brett Kavanaugh do anything particularly interesting. I mean, this is so open-ended garbage, it's unbelievable. In fact, I want to get some comments from Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz weighed in on all of this garbage here yesterday. I think he was with Tucker Carlson. Alan Dershowitz, the one guy who has remained sane through all of it, and he continues to have an even keel. Let's hear from it. Go.
It needs to be cross-examination, not only of her, but of the new Avenatti allegation. That affidavit is so deeply flawed and so open-ended that any good lawyer, any good defense attorney would be able to tear that apart in 30 seconds. It's an embarrassment to the law that anybody would file an affidavit like that, filled with hearsay, filled with, well, I was raped, but he didn't rape me. He was there. He saw it. Where was he? There are witnesses. People told me. It happened 10 times. I went back. I knew there were rapes going on, but I went back to the party. This is such a deeply flawed affidavit.
Well,
you would expect it from Michael Avenatti. Yeah.
And well, let me ask you about that. Is this affidavit, does it cross some line where there could be professional consequences? There is a bar association that gives out legal licenses. Could they act on that?
Well, no, I don't think it reaches that line, but it certainly is an extraordinarily weak affidavit. I'd want to know who drafted it. I'd want to know why they didn't fill in the gaps. If
right.
there are people who saw this, name them.
Yeah, name them. Get on with it. All right, so the big hearing is today, but the big bombshell came last night, and Democrats are crying foul because they weren't informed in a timely fashion. But you can find this in a variety of places. You can find it at USA Today or the Daily Beast or the Politico or Fox News. The proceedings today could be upended. In a statement released Wednesday night, late last night, the Judiciary Committee Republicans revealed that on Monday of this week, they conducted, quote, their first interview with a man who believes he, not Judge Kavanaugh, had the encounter with Dr. Ford in 1982 that is the basis of his complaint. They conducted a second interview the next day, on Wednesday, that being yesterday. Republicans said in a statement they received, quote, a more in-depth written statement from the man interviewed twice previously who believes it is he, not Judge Kavanaugh, that had the encounter in question with Dr. Ford, end quote. Republican investigators also spoke on the phone with another man making a similar claim that it was these two together that were actually involved with an incident with Dr. Ford back in 1982. And wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something to really change the narrative? And again, you can find this on all sorts of places now. Places like the Daily Beast, very left-wing, by the way. But the Senate Judiciary Committee now has interviewed two men. And remember, Dr. Ford's statements, as we understand it, indicate there were two men. Now, she said it was Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge, but now two men have come forward and have taken responsibility for the alleged 1982 sexual assault against Christine Blasey Ford, and that would change the narrative altogether. Because Brett Kavanaugh has unequivocally, categorically denied these allegations and every one of the more outrageous ones that followed, ever more outrageous, unprovable, uncorroborated allegations that have followed. And he says, I didn't do those things. That's absolutely, categorically false. Looks like he may be proven right. And you know how many Democrats will vote for him anyway? Zero. Well, we'll see if Joe Manchin and Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Donnelly come through. But for people like Richard Blumenthal or Chris Coons, no, they won't vote for her. Or Debbie Stabenow or Gary Peters. Your senators from Michigan, will they vote to support a good man who's been maligned unfairly even though he's completely qualified? No, of course not. They don't like the way he rules. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
If you have a friend battling the IRS or a friend fighting over taxes with the Michigan Department of Treasury, I have a friend too, Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's ready to fight for you. Let's not kid ourselves. Realizing you're up against the IRS or Michigan Department of Treasury will keep you up at night. If you owe more than $10,000, then it's time to get a hold of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just type in your area code plus tax.com, 517tax.com or 269tax.com or 906tax.com. Get a fresh start today.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on. Or this to the treadmill on your wish list. Or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Be a part of an exciting, innovative way to help struggling families and children. A new-to-Michigan program, Treatment Foster Care Oregon, is partnering with Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties to bring this successful treatment to youth in our communities. Call today to become a therapeutic parent and help provide treatment to children ages 7 through 11 in your home for 6 to 9 months. Both families and individuals welcome. Call Aaliyah Irwin at 517-346-8859.